In this webinar, I want to invite you to take note of the exercises which Rudolf Steiner has given in 1912 in a lecture called Overcoming Nervousness. You see, in a way, that's the whole spectrum of what we call nervosity nowadays. Different kinds of nervosity, and maybe you feel like me, we know them all of them. What you can discover now in a way that one order which is behind it is the concept, the idea that there is a physical body which is cared for by the life body, which is moved by the soul body, which is enlivened, which is ensouled by the soul, which is somehow inspired by our spirit, we call in anthroposophy spirit self, life spirit, spirit man, different kinds of consciousness or being connected with our spirit in us. What we discovered is that you can attribute the qualities of the vowels to these exercises. How we found it, and it was the work with Dr. Harald Haas, which we started about 10 years ago, and the relationship of the Eightfold Path is described in the replay of the previous webinar, but we don't need it now. Just it only helped us to find this idea, but now we can let it speak for itself. And I'm going to show you now the relationship between the sounds, the vowels, and this exercise. If you do the R gesture, so the R gesture, you open your arms very open. And then it's just the preparation. The R actually begins when you draw your shoulders back and invite the surroundings to stream in. The R is let things come in. And then use your shoulders, ha, to let go. And that's exactly what the exercise is. You put your toothbrush on top of the cupboard and you look where it is. You take the sense perception in and then you let go. And the next day, you don't try, oh, where did I put my toothbrush? That's not necessary because You just let go with your shoulders and you let your memory come through your hands. Just let it stream in. That comes. And you know it from everyday life that this letting go, this ha, is so important. Because if somebody is approaching you and you need the name of this person, it's not coming. What's his name? The person has passed by. Oh, I didn't remember. And suddenly you let go, it's too late, and you remember the name. Yeah? So this play, the R and the H. And then I will tell you later on, we do these exercises, I show you to practice it, but afterwards we try to, how can I incorporate this attitude in my body, in my cell consciousness, not just doing it with my arms. We look into this, if we have time, later. When we do this handwriting exercise, there is this beauty which lives us, the life body, let it unfold, yeah? And the O gesture, that's also, we use the O gesture, it has to do with the body of warmth, our lower system. And we just take it up, and we make an O gesture, an encompassing, embracing gesture, we let our love flow in there. And we practice that this system here can come into a sort of fulfillment, and we feel that this is a gesture which really grows and makes us big and round and fulfilled. This thinking in reverse exercise, it's so obvious, the eurythmic E gesture, I gesture, depending on the language, you have both sides. In a way, you root yourself with one arm. And the other one stretches upwards. In a way, that's how we human beings are. We live in two worlds. We go Down there, we root ourselves, and through this, we become big and upright. And in a way, develop ourselves. So thinking in reverse, is this theme of this way and the other way? Because when you think in reverse, you must have the forward way in mind in order to be able to turn it around. So you do both the things at the same time. When you do this changing habits, you have this a gesture, the next one. And that's just there's right and there's left, and what's right you comes to the left, and what's left comes to the right. You just change left and right. And out of this, like in a battery, if you bring plus and minus together, you get energy. And when you have the self-observation, and I will tell you why in the middle there are two exercises, the self-observation in a way is you meet yourself from within and from without. And the eight gesture has this aspect that you come from within and from without. And those two aspects meet. And so when you come on like this, can go on like this, when you do the eye, it's a bit more complicated to explain. There's a free video on the in the course on the vowels on the website. Then, in a way, you go there, you touch something, you go out, oh, how nice. But in a way, if you really touch yourself, you start to become centered and upright. And this ow, which has to do with this decision making, has a lot to do with being in the heart and feeling the whole circumference at the same time. So I'm here and there, and I can just go through all aspects of this circumference without losing myself and still directing things from out my heart. And the U gesture in a way is I stay, I feel myself, I experience myself as part of the universe, and through this I grow, become transcendent, or however you would express this, to what is higher than me. I am a body, but things can ray through me. I am here, and I am connected with what's there. So that's how we want to combine, in a way, the everyday practical exercises with an inner sort of, it's not meditation, but it's working with the body, which opens ourselves towards what we also try with our everyday exercises. If you are interested to do it together with me, and not with me, but with the whole group, then go to this page. On this page, you find on the left-hand side this guided course with me, and the other one, they are the normal ones, which are online for years. For me, it's great that I could talk with you about these exercises, because the longer I work with them, the clearer it becomes to me how much they can give to us and how useful it is also to share on them, to do them together. It gives a lot of energy for everyday life, and people who do these exercises report that.